Video images of a previously uncontacted tribe along Peru's border with Brazil captivated the world's attention this week. The discovery prompted NPR's Julie McCarthy to consider other unsolved mysteries that stir in the heart of the Amazon. Here's her reporter's notebook.
Storms in the Amazon have a way of sobering the mind. It's as if the skies are dishing out a violent reprimand for the violent destruction of the rainforest through logging and cattle ranching that devour millions of acres. Thunder claps in rebuke. As formidable as nature is, there is another man-made force in the Amazon every bit as intimidating: lawlessness. In the remote town of Altamira, in the vast state of Pará, 20 young men were castrated in the 1990s. Several men were convicted, but the whys of the crime remain a mystery. Local Catholic Bishop Dom Irwin agitates still on behalf of the victims.
Two are alive, castrated. The others ran away. Others are not discovered. Nobody knows where they are.
Disappeared. More recently, the bishop says the sexual assault of young girls in the town has gone unpunished and unprobed. Dread deepened with the murder nearby of environmental crusader and American-born nun, Sister Dorothy Stang. The conviction of the man charged with ordering her killing in 2005 was recently overturned.
The biggest problem in our region is we don't have justice. Justice almost doesn't exist, with some exceptions. And so impunity, we call it, that's very, very sad for us.
At Mass, vestments hide the bishop's bulletproof vest, the price for pursuing killers and sex offenders. His round-the-clock federal police protection is of a piece with the Amazon's legal free-for-all. Pará federal prosecutor Felicio Panches had bodyguards himself after death threats in cases involving the environment.
Nós estamos aqui...
We live in a frontier region without governance and justice, he says. Justice is in the hands of the rich and powerful who understand little of the Amazon, and they, he says, impose their will on the ordinary people here. Nameless and faceless, the identities of those menacing the rainforest remains shrouded. One more mystery in the Amazon that resembles nothing so much as the Wild West.
NPR's Julie McCarthy.